Well, anyway, so how the hell have you been, my friend?
I've been good. What about you?
You know, living the dream and shit. Trying to get back into the swing of things.
You know, shit happens.
It happens.
You
got it. Often, as many of us know. A lot. But we're back.
So now you're synced.
Now I'm synced? All right,
now good. You're synced.
All right, you're synced too. So that's all that matters. So let's go ahead and get this show on the road. It's been a long time since I've done the intro. What's up and welcome to another episode of the Invincibly Broken Podcast. I am Orlando, and joined always with me, my boy, my brother from another mother, the man, the myth, the legend, Julian. Julian, say hello.
What's going on, everybody? Sorry for that little impromptu break, but we are back.
We are back. And I do have to say that rolled off the tip of the tongue. I felt like I've been doing the same thing. But I haven't, because it's been a long time.
It has.
Has been a severely long time. But yeah, so we went a little MIA, but we're back recording hopefully on a semi-regular basis. You know, life happens. As much as I'd love to sit down and record podcasts every single day, because it's fun, but it doesn't pay the bills. Yet.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
But yeah, lots happened since the last time we've all been together, right? So it's been a few weeks since we've recorded. I think the last time I recorded, I had just gotten shoulder surgery, right? Right? Yeah. So I just got shoulder surgery, going through physical therapy. I also started a new job and started traveling again for work. So it's been interesting, to say the least. I've had my hands tied, had family over the last couple weeks too. So it's just been a little hectic, you know. But all the good things, nothing bad. What about you, Jay? What have you been up to?
Oh my God. Yeah, it's been a lot going on my side of life too. You know, I've had a couple of things happen. You know, my brother finally made me an uncle.
That's good. Congratulations. That's
awesome. Yes. Had his first child at the ripe age of 45.
That motherfucker old as hell, son.
Bro, once that beautiful little baby girl is ready to leave home, he's going to be ready to go to one. So,
yeah, that for real. That's exactly. You're not going to be. I don't even. I question myself sometimes on my age and having young kids. I could only imagine he's just getting started.
He's just getting started.
So that means when that hellion reaches like age of mobility, he's done. He better get something for the joints.
He needs to stock up on glucosamine and chondroitin. Yeah. The whole nine, man. I mean, I'm happy. He's super happy. He's in love with that little baby.
Oh, I get hope videos. So.
You know, he's at that annoying new dad stage where he's got more pictures of his child than our father ever even looked at us.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I know. Trust me, dude. I still haven't changed. I take pictures of my kids all the time. But I mean, when I like them, when I don't like them, I don't want anything to do with them. There isn't a cute picture alive that makes me want to not put my hand around. It's insane, dude, how they go from these like little docile babies that just poop and puke all the time to raging animals. And no one tells you about that shit.
No. There's no manual. There's not even an 800 number you can
call. No. And they fucking lie. Everybody lies about it.
Have kids, they said.
It's going to be fun.
It's wonderful.
It's a joy. They're precious. They're beautiful. You'll never know the joys of being a father. You also never know the extreme frustrations. You also will know the immense amount of sleep deprivation. You also will never know the amount of bodily fluid that you have to handle. Am I missing anything here?
Yeah, if you don't like mac and cheese as an adult, you better start getting a taste for it, because you're going to be, that's going to be your dinner. eating at the sink because they didn't fucking finish
it. They're fucking little, they're like, and then they turn out to be little lying terrorists. That's what they are. I mean, legit, like, you ask them, to, like, hey, did you just take that cookie? No.
I mean, no, and it makes sense what you're saying, because as they get older, getting them to bed is like a reverse hostage situation.
It is. You're
like negotiating. You're like, everything's if you go to bed now, I will meet any of your demands.
Yeah, like, it's insane. It's a constant negotiation. It doesn't matter. Not even bedtime, anything, dinner. Nobody, you cannot have this cookie. If you eat this mac and cheese, you can then have this cookie. And then they whittle you down. You're like, by like the end of it all, you're just like, all right, just take a fucking bite and I'll give you two cookies. Yeah. I'll give you two cookies and chocolate milk. What do I got to do to get you to just lick the spoon, bro? Lick the spoon.
Just smell the plate. Do something, man.
Just make daddy happy. Take this shit. Here's some Benadryl. Go to fucking sleep.
Yep.
No one tells you about that. Nobody explains. Nobody
tells you anything about that.
No, nobody explains it to you. And I feel like there should be, I think that's why, it's probably why, like, the younger crowd coming into the age of parenthood are like, fuck this. Because now they have, like, real life stories, like assholes like us that have podcasts and talk shit about being a parent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's one of the things. And then, you know, I remember when you're a first time father or mother or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, you're looking at your baby and you're like, man, you know, you're always wishing that they were doing something that they're not doing at that time. And when they start doing it, you're like, you fucking regret it. Cause like the first thing you're
talking,
you're like, oh my God, I can't wait to
Biggest regret ever.
Now, shut the fuck up. No, it's not only that. It's the sooner they learn how to talk, the sooner they learn how to talk back. And that's the frustrating part, especially as Hispanic.
Oh my God, dude. Or you know how much effort you put into getting them to walk? Do you remember that? Like, you're just like, come on, no, just one more step. And you would try day, night. Everything was an exercise. Everything was a drill. And then they learn how to walk. And you're like, how the fuck? Why did I try so hard? Because then they start touching shit.
There's no neutral. They don't idle. Once they start going, they go until that transmission is
it's done. Crazy. And then they're like single, like, tracked minds. They're like, walk into a drawer and they're like, everything has to come out of this drawer and I'm gonna put it on the floor. And then you tell them no, and the best part is when they look at you, and then they just go back to doing what they're doing, like it's like nothing happened. And I think they know that legally, as adults, we can't physically harm them.
Oh man, somebody slipped that, you know, Department of Family Services card when they were in the womb. They're like, yeah, I got this motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I tell people all the time that my kids are terrorists, and they're like, that's horrible to say. I'm like, fuck you. You do not have my children.
You know,
they are domestic terrorists that live in your home, and I financially support their cell. Then they are, I mean, you can't walk through your house without stepping on a landmine of Legos or a car there is no pain in the world like you waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning to take a piss and you step on a fucking toy on the way to the toilet. Like, you feel like, I would only imagine, like, it feels like stepping on a landmine.
It makes you rethink your life decisions, right? Doesn't it?
And then you got to be quiet because you might wake those fuckers up on top of it, right? Because you can't yell and scream because everybody in the house is pissed at you. But I can't, and then when the best is when you step on a toy that it hurts and then it makes a noise, like a Buzz Lightyear, and you're like, you step on it, like, up to infinity and beyond. I'm like, fuck you,
bro. Well, you know, one of the listeners, 90924. Yeah, I got two of those fuckers too.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
teenagers.
Yeah, I can wait. I'm enjoying these. I lied. These are great times.
Apparently not, because I would like to welcome all the new viewers to the recent parental venting episode of the Invisibly Podcast. I'm here talking about the joy that my brother just had his first child, and we're just shitting all over it.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, it's he'll learn eventually.
Oh, he's going to learn.
Oh, at least I know that your brother's not like them other parents that are like, oh, that's not going to be me. I'm going to be able to talk to my children, and they're going to be kind, and they're going to listen, and they're going to be well-behaved. I love those people. See, I laugh. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm so happy that my sister-in-law, because she deals with children of all ages
mm-hmm.
all day because she's a pediatrician.
Oh, so, okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah, so, yeah.
So as long as if shit goes awry, yeah. Well, there's a doctor in the house.
Yeah, so. I know. But you know what I'm talking about, right? Like they're like, oh, it's going to be fun. I'm going to take me and my kid out. We're going to have brunch on Sundays with the girls until, you know, little Johnny or tiny Susie pukes all over you during brunch.
They start flinging chicken fingers all over TGI Friday.
Or they just decide to have a fucking mental breakdown and just don't want to stop crying. I know you know what I'm talking about because I've had that plenty of times where I'm just like, well, you know, this was a good idea, but let's go home.
Check
and
please.
Yeah. Let's
check
go please. Home and kill a bottle of tequila and, put myself in a coma for it. But yeah, it's funny because no one ever tells you about the challenging part. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my kids.
Oh, I love my kids.
Love them to death.
I love them.
I love them. To
I love them, but
they're fucking
parenthood.
Terrible. It's Stockholm parenthood. Syndrome. It's Stockholm.
Parenthood is the only I think is the only life situation where you could have two opposite emotions at the same time.
Absolutely. 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 It's Stockholm syndrome. It's like an abusive relationship that you instill in love with them. They're gonna change. Is what
it's
you
like
keep
parents become never mind.
What
are you gonna say? I was gonna say something, but I was like, is it being a parent is like the typical Puerto Rican woman just loves the abuse. Smack. I love you. You know,
as a chancleta comes flying across the room and hits you in the back of the head. I heard that. But anyway,
let's shift. So the other part is we decided also to go ahead and even though this is not going to be where we're going to stay, you know, North Carolina, we're going to. I'll go ahead and buy another house, investment house.
How's that going for you? Another investment? Oh, because you still own the house in Texas.
I still have the house in Texas. So we're going to do this one in because since we're right next to, less than 20 minutes away from Fort Bragg, I know that I'm going to have just regular of tenants. So that's a good investment opportunity.
The housing market has to be fucking ridiculous in North Carolina.
It's horrible.
It's horrible everywhere.
It's a seller's market. Yeah, it's a seller's market.
Yeah. You can sell your house in like 30 seconds. It's not that hard to do. Yeah. It's insane. Like everybody, houses are going.
There was a couple of hiccups with the loan that I had to go from one lender. I'm not going to name names because, you know, I don't want to get sued. But
they ain't watching this shit.
That's true.
They should, Rocket but they're
mortgage.
Not.
Don't
fuck Rocket. Fuck Rocket Mortgage. Sue me.
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
they fucking suck.
You're trash.
It was horrible. It was a horrible experience, and you know, so I had to quickly like readjust and find another line, which I did, and did everything like in 2 days. Like,
so let's talk about something that's even more important. All these fucking Northerners coming down to the southern states.
Oh, there's a lot, man. Holy.
This is a public service announcement for all my brethren, New Yorkers and Yankees, guys from New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, that are flocking to Florida and the Carolinas by droves. Welcome to the state. It's beautiful here. We have an immense amount of freedoms. My only ask for you is don't fuck it up for the rest of us.
Exactly.
Vote right. Don't fuck this up because there's a reason why everybody's leaving.
At this time.
Oh, I'm here. There's a reason why we're having, why we've had it good. And it's because you guys were up in New York. So don't fuck this up.
Yeah.
I mean, they're coming everywhere. Austin, Texas is gonna look like fucking LA in about 3 years.
Oh yeah, especially now this is Joe Rogan's out there.
Yeah, everybody,
you know, the comedy scene's gonna move over there now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm more concerned about Texas becoming the next Seattle.
Oh,
it's not a far fetch. That's where they're all going.
It's not. It's not.
That's where they're all coming. They're flocking down here.
It could be true.
Democrats just tried to take your podcast for that. Yeah, well, they can have it.
buy us out. Buy us out.
Yeah, I mean, if you want it. The title of the podcast could trigger some sensitive people, but whatever. It is what it is. But yeah, it's crazy because it's the amount. And I mean, right. So this podcast was birthed from the ashes of COVID, right? So this is how we even got here in the first place. And you remember when we first started this podcast, we talk about like the state of New York and California mm-hmm. and how crazy it is that I don't know how people even did it living in like a 500 square foot apartment with a family and not being able to do anything. And, you know, talk to people and they're, I'm jealous that you have like this freedom and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, you try to give them advice.
Look, I'm sorry, bro, but New Yorkers tend to fuck it up because they're doing this and all of a sudden a boat comes to shore and everybody's playing fucking human Tetris on a fence trying to take a picture. We're like, really, dude? There's no social distancing on that whatsoever. And you're like an epicenter at this point.
Yeah.
At that point.
But, you know, for the most part, for me, you know, you know that it was normal, almost normal down here, at least in Florida. You were in Texas. So, I mean, the only difference was what? Like, school was probably the same. School was shut down for a while. But
We shut down. I mean, I know. I mean, we talked about it. You know, I was remanded to work from home for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it was just.
But you were able to go outside, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I could go outside.
Yeah. But yeah,
Texas is a big state. There's enough space to be antisocially distant. I mean,
yeah,
I never got to meet my neighbors.
And you got places. And you got places like Tennessee where they just said, "Fuck it." Have you seen some of that footage out there? That people partying out in Nashville,
Georgia, spring break in Florida. That's the one that I said. Do we really need these people?
Yeah. Well. You know, but it looks like we're getting back to normal. What do you think? You think we're going to stay this way?
Let's hope. I mean, things are starting to
Do you think we'll ever, let's say if there is a spike, right? It ain't, whether it's COVID or I know now that they have the Delta variant and Echo, Epsilon, whatever names, because they can't do COVID-19.1.
It's funny how they named a shitty disease after a shitty company, the Delta variant.
The Delta variant. but do you think if it happens, you think we'd ever fall back to this? Would they just be like, fuck it, everybody go back home?
I mean,
do you think the reaction would be the same from the people?
I don't think the reaction would be the same because this time around, the first one, I think we can go ahead and call that one the fire drill. I mean, even though it was serious and, you know, you would hope that, you know, governments and all these people would have learned from it to kind of manage it. Cause I mean, it was a new thing. It kind of hit and we just kind of rolled with the punches, but now there should be some sort of, you know, like doctrine out there saying, if this happens, do this, you know,
I highly, but,
you know,
I'm back. I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
That we'll fuck
it. We can wish.
We'll fuck it all up again. No one will ever learn from this because we were so divided on how it should be taken care of. Even though I did predict this, I think, and I tell you, and I said this in one of the episodes, I said, Biden's going to win. Trump's going to open up. Biden's going to be the declared savior of the COVID-19 crisis. I said it. If for whatever reason, not that I care, but But it's crazy how quickly we've shifted back to
everything.
Like it's insane. You know, it is. Go get your vaccine. Don't be an asshole. And let's go back to concerts and traveling.
Don't be an asshole so we can go back to being assholes. That's the thing, you know?
Hey, man, being an asshole is freedom. America.
Amen.
So, I know you like a good conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Did you see what's going on in Miami?
No, wife was actually at some building fell.
Yeah, so a building that's just been like, it was built in 1950. Just collapsed out of nowhere. 99 people still missing in the rubble. That
kind of hurt.
That's crazy. That's insane, actually. But what? Buildings just don't fall, dude. Like,
insurance money.
It's got to be, man. There's no way that. Well, first off, don't they inspect these buildings like yearly or every 5 years or something like that? Like, shouldn't they somebody be watching this? Like, hey,
I don't sign the paychecks, but yeah,
that's just insane, dude. Like, it was like a whole stack just fell.
Yeah.
And someone's like, I don't know, maybe.
Damn. My bad.
Fucking termites. We're suing True Green. They didn't uphold their part of the job. It was fucking, the termites got so hungry that they just started chewing on concrete and rebar.
Yeah. That Thermicon didn't work.
There has to be something else other than that. I'm curious to see what that investigation is going to bring to light, because that has to be some type of fraud or something.
Somebody got paid off to okay the building.
Yeah, it has to be. Kidding. But anyway, so what else is new, bro?
How's Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico was interesting. So I went to Puerto Rico for work this past week. So I'm back out in the field for my day job. If you're just starting to listen. And it was good to get out, right? It was an airplane, got down to Puerto Rico, love the island. But it's way different than it is here stateside. Because I've been to New York during COVID, been to a couple of other states and cities during COVID. And though a lot of places were really, really strict, Puerto Rico still has a lot of strict rules while you're there, even though they've lifted a lot. So like they don't have a curfew anymore. You can get
wait a week.
Huh?
Wait a week.
Yeah. But you know, I will tell you though.
Fuck it up over there.
Yeah, well, I gotta tell you, I was impressed. So they did a good job. The airport is pretty streamlined. You get in and you gotta walk all the way. Before you get to Puerto Rico, you got to get a COVID examination, a PCR test, and you have to show proof of that. But you have to register your results online and you scan this barcode. But like, you walk through and you literally have two guys waiting. They scan your barcode, comes back green, you show your ID, enter the island. If you don't have a barcode or that barcode shows that you didn't take a COVID test or you don't have a vaccination, they bring you into this line of like just people just sitting down, and they're all like in these sterile suits with masks and clipboards, and they register you, then they make you take a COVID test there, and then you have to quarantine for 48 hours till your results come back, and they do check on you. Like, yeah, you can't go hide. But on the island, most places you still gotta, I mean almost all everywhere you still gotta wear a mask. And then temperature checks are pretty much evident everywhere. And they have like cool ones, like the temperature check ones. They're like on the wall. They're actually like mounted to a wall or onto a stand. So you just walk. It's like head level. So you walk up, you put your forehead on there, green, you're good to go. And then 99% of the island, you go to a restaurant and they I actually had somebody spray rubbing alcohol on my hands. I'm like, it doesn't get any more Puerto Rican. You're like, oh, God. Your cuticles are burning. You're like, ha, 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 ha. Someone rubbed Rick's on my chest as soon as I walked in to get a coffee. But
did you try 7-Up?
But yeah, so it was good. You know, it was fun to get out. I will say it's different. It's weird because I don't think it's really recouped. So like everything was like shut down before midnight because they. For one, they just relinquished the curfew, I think, the week that I was there. But they also don't have enough employees because people are still sitting home collecting unemployment. And honestly, they probably getting paid more money than they do at their regular wages at whatever job they had prior to COVID. So, but it was fun. It was a good time. I had a good time. It was good to get out, have a couple, could see clients. See my coworkers, have a couple cocktails, eat some mofongo, arroz con bichuela, un cafecito. You know, I had it all while I was there, bro. Everything. I did surprisingly eat at a really good Mexican restaurant while I was there. You wouldn't think you would go to Puerto Rico and get Mexican food, but it was a recommendation somebody, and I had this bomb burrito, son. I was like, damn. I was like, I would never.
Let's eat your heart out.
Yeah, bro. I would never go to Puerto Rico and be like, oh, let me go look up a Mexican restaurant. I would never eat pizza or Mexican or Chinese food in Puerto Rico.
Oh, pizza?
The fuck?
You haven't gone to the right place.
Not what? The ones that put fucking pineapple on their pizza like you heathen ass does?
No.
Everything in Puerto Rico tastes better. That's not fucking true whatsoever. At all, because I've eaten some pretty shitty places in Puerto Rico.
There's a place in Levittown, King's Pizza. Love that place. It's yummy.
No, won't do it. I'll just stick to the Puerto Rico. I did eat at this one restaurant that was like an Asian Puerto Rican fusion type.
Silk?
Yeah. It's really good. That was good.
Obviously, hello. I named out Silk.
It was really good. It was really good. But I can't. I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I can't. I'd rather stop on two at a fogon. What is it called? Fogon, right? Fogon. Is that what they call them? The street carts. The where they fry all that acapulco and the bacalaito.
Carrito,
whatever. But whatever. I'd rather stop and eat my man's food from the back of his station wagon because I think Puerto Rico is the only place in the world that you can still see functional station wagons, like paneled station wagons, and eat that shit before I ate pizza on the island. Sorry, no disrespect to my people, but I still haven't found the pizza place in Florida that cuts it for me.
NYPD.
Place sucks, bro. It's only good when you're shit-faced at 2 o'clock in the morning after you've had like 18 shots of tequila. Dog food would taste good. That's like saying Crystals is a delicatessen. Legit.
It's the South's version of White Castle.
No, I got it. It's the South's version of fucking an X-Lax. It's what it is. If you want to blow out your fucking intestines, you eat Crystals.
I used to tear up Crystals when
Daytona. It is sacrilege for anyone to fucking say Crystals is White Castle because it's not. It's not the same. Crystals.
I didn't say it was Crystal. White Castle. I said it's the South's version.
No, Castle. That is still a heinous crime to say. Like, there hasn't been a day in my life that I have not been shit-faced that I've been like, I want to go to Crystals. Pollo Tropical? Fuck yeah. I will fuck up some Pollo Choppy Chops. Whatever. What? What?
Triggered. What? Hashtag triggered.
What? I am mad as hell. Someone just said White Castle's the worst. you need to go to church, young lady, because Jesus is your savior. White Castle is a gift from God. Amen. I got it one time and almost died. You should get it twice and let it take your life, because that's the Holy Spirit cleansing your intestines. Because that is how good White Castle is. That is the preferred fruit of Jesus right there. My mother's going to kill me if she hears this episode.
Oh my God, bro. Notice I'm staying very quiet after all that. I'm like,
those little sandwiches. That's like sex in your mouth.
Good sex.
Crystals is like sex with chlamydia. Like, you just don't want to do it. Oh. It's horrible. Don't eat that shit. It's fucking disgusting. For real. Crystals is like the HIV of fast food. Like, you just you eat it and it's gonna become full blown AIDS one day. It's just bad, man. Don't eat that shit. White Castle is like the Z-Pack that helps cleanse everything else out of your body. Listen, we haven't recorded in 6 weeks. I gotta catch up and offend just
we've
about.
We become food critics also.
They just opened a White Castle, and don't Google. Someone just said that they're gonna Google crystals, and literally I wouldn't be surprised if there's an image of the crystals thing with diarrhea like inside.
Like crystals is right there with Waffle House.
No, don't do Waffle House like that, son. Waffle House is good, bro. Waffle House is good, especially with the lady with Barbara smoking the cigarette while she's flipping right your fucking hand around. Yeah. What do you want, hun? You want it smothered and covered? I'll smother you later.
It's the one that wears the 20-year pin on her apron.
I've been working at Waffle House since I was 13 years old. They used to pay me two bits to flip.
Jeez.
Oh shit. But dude, Waffle House is good. Well, you gotta eat at the right Waffle House. The Waffle House is in the Hear me out.
I've never seen a bougie Waffle House. I mean, you got a Waffle House at Dr.
No,
Phillips?
Well, maybe. No, but there is a bougie Waffle House in Atlanta, in downtown Atlanta, right next to Georgia Tech. Very nice Waffle House, and it is delicious. It is probably the bougiest Waffle House I've ever been. But I think the Waffle Houses in Georgia are leaps and bounds better than any other Waffle House I've ever seen. Bro, I've never had my intestines cleansed by Waffle House. Crystals, Taco Bell.
I'll tear up some Taco Bell.
Can't think of anything else. Hot dog carts. Bad news.
You don't come on. Bad man, you news. Don't like a dirty water dog?
Yeah, when it's
who doesn't want a dirty water
everybody
dog?
Everybody wants a dirty water dog, but you're blowing shit out of your ass at 32 PSI when you wake up the next morning.
Sabret? Come on, man.
I love a good hot dog. If I cook it, I cook it.
Because you probably use Avion and shit.
I put that shit on the grill, son. I don't boil a hot dog. That's poor people shit. I don't do that no more.
Yeah, and you also use a gas grill. Fucking bougie bitch. Anyway.
Charcoal's overrated, bro. But
so, what other establishment do we want to shit on in this episode?
Who's pissed me off lately?
Denny's. Let's talk about Denny's. Oh, the man. Other bad mistake Denny's, at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Denny's was good, dude. Denny's was an all right place. It got worse with time.
It's a step up from Waffle House.
Yeah. It's like a star and a half higher than Waffle House. It used to be good. It's shit now.
Oh,
it's shit. I don't even know how they're still in business. But
because it's an American staple, bro.
Well, when you got restaurants like Pollo Tropical making it and killing it, that place is delicious. I love Pollo Tropical. Vegas Diner in Brooklyn. Now, that is a phenomenal. I don't even know if that place is even open, but if you ever find yourself in Brooklyn, go to Vegas.
Dojo's in the Village.
Dojo in the Village.
I don't even know if it still exists, but it was good. It's one of those new age hippie joints, but it was good.
One of those where those young people go to eat a fucking gluten-free salad.
Yeah, you know, where all the cool people go, you know, where everybody says, yeah, me too, and everybody's kind of cool. You know, wearing the fucking
they playing a bango?
Snow hats in the fucking summer, you know, those guys.
They're everywhere in New York now. You can't hide from those guys. Oh, I honestly, I don't even feel clean talking about crystals. Like, I feel like I should go take a shower now because that's how disgusting crystals are. But they did just open a White Castle here in Orlando, and I drive the world's biggest White Castle of mine. You know, honestly, you know, you mentioned it earlier, and Tijuana Flats destroys me. For you guys who don't live in the South, Tijuana Flats is a taco place. It's like a fast food taco place. That's not taco. It's like Taco Bell with a tuxedo on. Right?
Hold on. Stop. Taco Bell. And then Tijuana Flats is the guy wearing the t-shirt of a tuxedo.
There you go. Much better. Much better analogy. Much better analogy. That place ruins lives. Ruins lives.
Yeah, but your wife loves it, so you're still going to go.
Yeah, she does. And I honestly, we haven't eaten there in like a year because I feel like shit. Every single time I eat Tijuana, probably been 2 years since I've eaten Tijuana. And I used to eat Tijuana a lot. But, you know, I got a sensitive colon. I can't be doing this shit.
Is that constitution once you get older? For your 40th, you should go, hey, you know what? I haven't had a good colon cleanse in a while.
I need a colonoscopy. Hold on. I'm going to go grab some crystals for breakfast. And then I'm going to wash it all down with Tijuana at night. No hot sauce. No hot sauce.
Smack your ass and call me Susan hot sauce? Come on, man.
Bleeding flames out of my anus. It's not good look. Not a good look at all.
You don't need to add the bleeding flames, just the anus.
When I think of hot sauce, Tijuana Flats, crystals in the same sentence, I picture a rectum, and that's where hell is. With a devil sitting on top with a poker.
Speaking of regrettable life choices,
segue.
You ever tried the gummy bear challenge?
No.
The hot fucking gummy bear?
No.
That's like hotter than pepper spray?
No. Why would I do that? Why would you take something that is almost as cherished as Santa Claus?
I haven't touched red gummy bears since then.
No, that's you're horrible. A fucking idiot. Why would you do that? Why would you be like, hey, I want to eat this super red hot gummy bear? When gummy bears are delicious, they're such a great thing. That's like those assholes who put the popcorn jelly bean in jelly beans. Like, why would you fuck something up and put the popcorn jelly bean in jelly bean? You would, because you like pineapple on pizza and you should be fucking shot for it.
Yeah.
It is horrible. That is a travesty to all pizza in the world. That is like should be the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not put ruined pizza with pineapple.
Your mom's really gonna fucking beat your ass. Orlando's mom, I do not endorse all the blasphemy that is coming out of your son's mouth.
Pineapple on pizza is the bomb.
Thank you.
Says that she, thank first you. Off, this bitch is related to me, by the way, and she lives in Brooklyn. She should be shot. I'm calling your mother and I'm letting her know that bullshit that you're putting on pineapple on pizza. That's crazy. At me. I don't care. Everyone. Pineapple does not belong on pizza, and Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I'll go with that the second. The lad. Die Hard is.
Fucking pineapple on pizza. So what the fuck? Why? Okay, so let's rewind. Why did you eat a hot gummy bear?
Good question.
Like bored on a Saturday, you got no life. Someone told you it was gonna put hair on your head. Reverse Rogaine.
Wow.
I mean, let's go down the list of things. Like, obviously, if it's gonna cause you pain and make you cry, it should fix something, right? So I knew when I got my shoulder surgery, it was gonna hurt. But I did it because in the long run, I would feel better. Right? Because I repaired the shoulder. So the gummy bear, right? Logically thinking, if you're going to put yourself through that much pain, it should improve you somewhere. So either that, you're walking around with a hard rock dick. It's like Viagra in a gummy bear form. Or you should look like Mick Jagger with your hair.
Mick Jagger?
He has hair.
I know he has hair, but Mick Jagger? Come on, man.
Dude, it's the first thing that came to my head, bro. I'm sorry. You
could go with
it. Go with it.
Wow.
Kiss?
It was bragging rights, pretty much. Bragging rights. Because I outlasted the other two jokers that did it. They puked, threw up, and started bleeding from their noses right away.
That is such a manly... Like, that's like the epitome of, like... The both of them were dudes.
Muy macho.
That's shit that we be talking about in this podcast.
I was very toxic, believe me.
That's that toxic masculinity bullshit.
Flew out my asshole for about a week.
If I was there, I would have been like, Julian, this is not a good idea. And then you would have been like, I could take these guys. And I'd have been like, bro, listen to me. Don't do it. You'd have been like, No.
I would have been like, I got this. And then you would have been like, can we put this live on the podcast?
Yeah, and that's exactly, then I would have recorded it. Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, absolutely. You would have
enabled it. But yeah, it was the longest 5 minutes of my life. So.
But did it hurt coming out?
That was awful. Man.
I remember going to Buffalo Wild Wings. When Buffalo Wild Wings first opened, I don't know. Were you there? We might have been there as a group, and somebody they used to have that really really hot sauce. That if you were able to eat the snack size of the hot sauce, they would pay the tab for the entire table. It was like, and then you would get like your next meal free. Do you remember that challenge that Buffalo Wild Wings used to do?
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember who it was, but I remember like two or three guys at the table were like, oh, I'm going to fucking do this. And they're like, oh, you sure you want to do it? And they're like, yeah, we're going to do it. And they just start trying to eat that. And I just remember them. They have like sauce on their lips everywhere, right? And fingers. And then snot just coming out of their nose. Tears coming out of their eyes, and they're not even like a wing and a half deep. And they just kept going and going. And they're like, and it's like, are you not gonna try this, dude? I'm like, what the fuck would I look at you? Why would I wanna look like that?
That's the thing. I don't like spicy
food. People are like staring and shit like at them while they have like green snot, and let's like it just ruined the whole. They were like crying. They couldn't even drink beer like there because they were like. When I go to eat, I like spicy food. But if I'm going to eat, I want to enjoy my food. You know, a little Tabasco, some sriracha, you know. Sriracha. Yeah, you know, like have a little bit of that, little what's that green hot sauce that the Mexicans use? Stuff like that. Like, you know, like where like it enhances some of the food. But that shit that like I know that my asshole is going to be an island of flame in the morning, or it's going to alter my appearance. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't understand why people do that. Like, I don't. Are you like that? Like, when people are like, you can't do that, you're just like, I'm going to fucking do it.
Nope.
Not me. I'm like,
all right.
I'm good. You go ahead. You go ahead and you try first. I'm going to be right behind you. And then I'll be that guy going, damn. They fuck you up, son.
Yeah. While I drink my nice cold beer.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll finish his beer for him since he won't be standing up anytime soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so.
Are we running out of shit to talk about?
No. We can talk about all kinds of stuff. But.
Let's get back on.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
We came in free balling. Like, we just came like, in. Not wearing any underwear.
We're like the old dude in the locker room.
Yeah. Not wearing underwear. Trying to make a statement. Going for broke. On the podcast. Hopefully, we'll be getting back to our regularly scheduled programming soon. Probably go bi-weekly. Bi-weekly, you think?
Bi-weekly.
Maybe a week. Oh,
well, you know, we've had some ideas that we're shooting around, and we still have to kind of, you know, just to kind of keep some sort of continuity.
That's a fancy word, Julian.
I'm not just a pretty face.
Can you spell continuity? Because I can't.
C-O-N-T-I-N-U-I-T-Y.
Quicker letter, I. Maybe that's what we should do. We should just do the podcast, just talking shit about random things in the universe. Or is that what we do already?
Oh, we kind of do that already.
Mm.
And then we try to slip in like a serious topic here and there.
We did not have a serious topic this week.
Absolutely not. We haven't had a serious topic in a few months. The last serious topic we had was...
Who's talk cock? What?
Topic.
Oh. Okay, go ahead. Sometimes you're 2 coronas away from fucking up the English language, my friend.
I haven't had anything. No. This is water.
Uh-huh. This is Tito's. No, I'm kidding. Pineapple on pizza, though, dude.
How is the family?
They're still breathing.
Okay.
That's always a plus. That means I haven't failed as a father.
Or a husband. I thought, okay, because that last statement almost made it sound pre...
preemptive murder?
No. My freedom of speech has been violated on here, but they flagged me for my tech.
Well, you can't go saying you're going to shoot people, John. Like, or your wife, for that matter. And why are you both watching this on separate phones? Shouldn't you be spending quality time together watching it on one device, holding hands?
No, it brings up our viewers.
I'm trying to help with relationship advice, Julian.
No, Chinese from PR is not super good.
No. That's the herpes of food. That's going to kill you. Chinese
premeditated,
food.
Premeditated as for, before for, we got into that. Yeah. That last statement made it sound premeditated.
They're still breathing.
Bring me a pillow and that'll change, but you know.
So Chinese food is suspect from the jump, right? And
anywhere.
From Kamui on top of that, this bitch is crazy. They eating dogs out there. Cause that's like the capital of stray dogs, the whole island. That's what you're eating. You just had your boneless spare ribs as Fido.
Unless you go to Old San Juan and it's kitten back ribs because they have so many stray cats.
Or pigeon wings. Because there's a ton. Them motherfuckers everywhere. You're a fake Puerto Rican, everyone. Shit. Anyway, what were you asking me? My family? Yes, they're still breathing.
They're still breathing.
They're good. Everybody's good. Everybody's healthy. They allow me to live and still let me do this for the most part.
That's good. I used to work there and they were super clean. What, the Chinese food in Puerto Rican? In Puerto Rico?
In Camuy?
That's gross. Camuy?
You can keep defending it and nobody in the United States is going to believe you.
I'm not going to defend it. Chinese food in Puerto Rico. Oh, my wife. She'll defend it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's cool. It's cool. It's good. That's where you go.
She loves it. Like she loves it because it comes with papas. Papitas.
Papitas, yeah. Just give it up. Anyway. This has become a restaurant critiquing show.
Oh my God. This started from, hey, how you guys doing? This is what's happened to Town Hall real quick.
Well, it's an open platform.
It's an open platform.
But anyway, so with that being said, I think this is a good stopping point for today's episode. What do you think, Jay?
I think I'm looking forward to see if you're going to fuck up the outro.
No. Oh, fucking pressure. Hey, damn.
You're the one that said I should get shot for putting pineapple on my pizza.
You should. I would have said you should be hung, but that triggers people too. So I can't say that. But
I should be, but I wasn't made that way.
Fuck that. And hung into the left. Said no one you ever dated.
No.
Because, I mean, three wives later.
And three children, so at least it works.
It worked. Oh, man, I had a joke in it, like, just left my head. So.
That was a long traverse to go
for. Yeah, it just. You don't know what's going to get stuck up here. Did you have that joke
like last week? And then it started during the trip. And then got today.
Sucked in. The gravitation. This is why we can't have nice things, Julian. Because we can't talk straight.
No, we can't.
Anyway. So
no, we're sober.
And we're sober. So, reel it back in. Getting back on track. We apologize deeply to all of our listeners for taking our hiatuses. But we don't get paid for this. So, got to do big boy decisions from time to time. But we're going to try to get back on a regularly scheduled recording schedule. So be on the lookout. Maybe I'll start recording on the road. Maybe.
Maybe we'll bring on a surprise mystery guest.
Surprise mystery guests are fun. So if you know any people that would like to surprise and be on the show, give us a shout.
We'll just grab a random person from the audience.
Ooh. Mystery hour. I like that. That'll be fun. You know?
Yeah.
It would be fun. All right. Anyway. But yeah. So you should be hearing from us again, guys. So as always, thank you so much for listening. If you caught us late on Instagram, you can always search the Invincibly Broken Podcast on anywhere that you listen to podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast,
Amazon,
all the podcasts. We're on it all. So jump on there. Shoot it.
Pandora.
On where?
Pandora.
Pandora has podcasting?
Yeah, you can do Pandora.
We got to be on Pandora.
We're not?
You checked? I'll fix that shit. We'll be on Pandora soon. But anyway, so give us some love. Like the episodes. Write a review if you're ever so inclined. Shoot us some love. It helps us out with the algorithm oh so much. Gets us some new listeners. If you want to continue to follow us, you can follow us on all social media. Just simply search the Invincibly Broken Podcast and you will find us. If you would like to follow me personally, you can
follow me at
Invincibly_Orlando on the gram.
Wow. And you can follow me at Invincibly_Julian.
But I mean, it's been a long couple of weeks, man. You know, knocking the rust off, Julian. Don't hate on me. Don't hate on me. Buying you a gummy bear.
You're speaking the same way that you type.
Story of my life, man. Story of my life. But anyway, thank you everybody for joining us for another episode of the Visibly Broken Podcast. We are out. See you next week or 2 weeks. Ciao.
Soon. See you soon.
See you soon. See you soon. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? Gotta have some outro music. All right. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Marie Cone.
So many different angles.
First, I was looking at you like this.
Now I'm on my iPad.
You're like this.
Now I'm on my iPad. That was fun.
A little ADD, but it was fun.
Hey, yeah. We'll get on it. Oh, stop recording. Yeah.
Thank you.